Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hello,
everyone. Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone today. Now, we're live today on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show with Laura Brennan Ballet. Is that how you pronounce that? Laura, how you pronounce
it? You just did
pronounce it
for, yep. Ballet, just like
Laura
the dance.
Brennan Ballet. So I guess I got it right. Yes, she's our next guest today on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. And Laura, she has empowered women and men all over the world. And she is the author of Science of Empowerment. Welcome to the show today, Laura. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Larry. I'm doing fabulous. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Okay. That's fine. Now, I was trying to ask you, and I did misplace the notes. I'm very forgetful. Sorry about that. Now, what city are you from, Laura? Tell the people what city you from. You don't have to get a full location. Just the city.
Yep, Connecticut.
Connecticut. I thought that. I have two sets of notes sometimes. I'm looking at my internet, and I have another set of notes. Laura is from Connecticut. Now, Laura, now, would you tell the people what prompted you, what motivated you to write this novel, Signs of Empowerment?
Yeah, so I have a really cool story about this book. I always give a heartfelt acknowledgement to my brother, Chris Brennan. He is a former USA gymnastics coach, and he has worked with Olympians his whole life. And he was working very empowering mindset skills with these Olympians and these champions and these athletes. And I wanted to know what would it be like, that mindset, and we used it on everyday people, just all of us regular folks out in the world. How can we take this amazing formula that he created and apply it to everyday life? And so I started to talk with my brother about this, and he just was so supportive and said, you know, you need to write a book. You will be that bridge. So, you know, you can go from being an Olympic athlete and you understand what that life is. But the everyday person, sometimes we need, you know, we need motivation and inspiration and innovation. And we need to look at new perspectives and we need to advance the way we think and feel about things. And so when I created The Science of Empowerment, this book, that's where it all stemmed from, really looking and searching for a way to elevate my own life, my husband, my children, my family, my friends. I wanted to create some positive impact in the world, and this is the way that I have discovered to do it. You know, I truly believe we all have that spark of God, of universal energy, brilliance and genius in all of us. And it doesn't matter what we do and what we look like and where we are. We all can tune into it. And this book is a mechanism to awaken that knowing. And so I wrote the book and didn't think too much past that. And my readership started reaching out to me and asking me if I would coach them. And then I had, you know, leadership asking me if I would, you know, speak at virtual events, and just things started happening from the language and the knowledge that's contained in The Science of Empowerment. Oh, are you there? Yep, for some reason I can't hear you clearly.
How do you empower them?
Oh, there you go. So how do I empower them? Well, the first
yes.
So the first step is to read the book. The book is an educational journey, just like any book in the world, whether you're reading, you know, any book, whether you're studying mathematics or archaeology, or you're studying the English language, or you're reading about religion, or, you know, you're studying law enforcement, or whatever it may be. You know, you want to become a realtor, right? You have to read material. You have to educate yourself in a new field, right? You gain a new perspective. You start to expand your mind, and you fill your mind and your body and your spirit with new information. And when you do this, you start to feel differently about yourself and about your life and your environment and your surroundings. And now you start to feel that you actually can tap in to human potential, and you can create by thought, and you have to have intention, and you have to create action, but it all starts with the way you think about thought. There's so much power in our thinking, and for so many of us, we really just let those thoughts kind of run through our mind without even thinking about why am I thinking that way, and how is that thought process affecting the way I'm experiencing my life. So people become empowered first by reading the book. It was written in such a manner that it actually sparks what we call neuroenergy, neuronal pathways in the brain. It begins to create new sparks of life within your mind-brain matrix. And then the body picks up on that feeling of maybe I can do something different. Maybe I don't have to be anchored to this particular person or job or environment. Maybe I can begin to think bigger, dream larger, create a path out of this into something else. And so the book really begins to empower the reader. The way it is written, there's a very stylistic way it is written. There's a lot of neuroscience behind the way it is written. But at its fundamental truth, it is all about awakening the person who is reading the book to remind them that they are a spark of the universe, and they absolutely have within them the mechanism to create something outside of their present condition. Whatever that may be.
Okay. Okay, now I noticed that you mentioned something about the brain. Would this coincide
Say that again, Larry?
You mentioned that working.
Yep.
You mentioned something about the brain.
Yes. So even if you don't understand how our brains function and you don't understand quantum physics and neuroscience and neuroenergy, all of that, none of that matters. So put that all aside right now for anyone that's listening. All of us know that we do have a mind, and our mind thinks about things, whether they're negative or neutral or positive thoughts. We all know that we think about the way we feel as we move through our life journey. So what happens is when you start to educate yourself, whether you listen to podcasts, whether you Google something, you go to your local library, there's so much information out there that you can begin to elevate the way the mind and the brain work together. So we have this computer system, right, that sits inside of us up here,
right,
in our brain. We have a mind, and we can put in whatever thought we want. We have that power, even though we don't think we do. But we can choose what we watch, what we listen to, where we go, how we surround ourselves. Do we do we create an environment that's loving and respectful and very compassionate, or are we creating an environment that's hard on us and therefore we tend to be hard on others? All of this comes through that mind-brain matrix, how we think about ourselves, how we think about the world around us, creates an energy, a vibration, a frequency out. And again, even if you don't understand, just try to listen to the words and take them in and move them around so that they feel right for you. Create your own language about, well, when I'm done listening to this podcast, maybe I don't understand everything that Laura said, but I do know that she believes that I have the ability to empower myself. What would that look like? Start to get creative in your own mind and begin to create a life powering for you. And for each person, it's a very different journey. And you can empower yourself through God. You can empower yourself through universal connections. You can empower yourself through the sciences, through ancient teachings, through knowledge. You can empower yourself through exercise and eating well. You can empower yourself by maybe not watching all the negativity on the news and just watching shows that inspire you to write or paint or create. There's so many ways that we can learn how to empower our own experience. And many of us, right, have been victims of situations that feel so out of our control. But I would challenge you to take that experience and recalibrate it, move it around so you can take something out of it that will serve you for a higher purpose.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Go ahead, Laura.
Yes, thank you. I was just going to say that's how we can begin to empower ourselves. It really does start with a thought and knowing that someone out there is giving us permission to think differently than we've always been thinking, or to think differently than someone told us. And you know, you have to think this way, or, you know, again, well, you're not good enough. You can't do that, or look what your father did, whatever those stories are. And we all understand that, right? We're all part of the human family and the human condition. Even, you know, people that have risen to the top still have issues. None of us are exempt from that. We all have the ability to change the way we think. And when we make a decision and we are willing to change the way we think, we now can begin to explore or design, engineer, or map out a new way of being in this world.
That's right, and that makes a lot of sense. I understand you very well.
I'm happy that you did.
Yeah, I understand you very well. That made a lot of sense. Now, Laura, many people would say, are you a life coach?
Yes, I am. I'm a life empowerment coach, and I'm a neuroenergy facilitator, and I'm a life transformational coach. Everything that you can think of to elevate the mind, to awaken your spirit, your soul, your consciousness, you know, that inner voice that so many of us tuck way down because of our environment. I speak all over the world on virtual stages. You know, I'm an ambassador for other people that are in leadership roles and are creating programs, coaching programs and music programs in the world. I love creating and collaborating with other human beings that in our own unique ways, we're really trying to create positive impact in the world for our global family. And we really are very close. When I grew up, the rest of the world seemed very, very far away from America. you know, because we are privileged to have a lot of barrier around us, right, with the waters. But now that mm-hmm. has changed, and our world is very tight. We're kind of in it all together. And this has really magnified for me, personally, in my own opinion, this has magnified the need for global unity, global advancement. How do we help one another look at ourselves and each other differently so that there's less distortion and there's more clarity when we greet each other on the street? And we don't have these preconceived assumptions of one another, that our mind is healthy and free and open, and there's just this welcoming to say hello and what beauty do you have to offer into the humanity of all of us, and what can I offer? And then there's this lovely exchange of ideas and of higher energy. And I do believe that this is very much where some leadership in the world is moving towards. There's unbelievable people out there like Dr. Joe Dispenza and Dr. Bruce Lipton and the recently transitioned Dr. Wayne Dyer. And there's just people out in the world that think big enough so that those of us that maybe in our life felt too small to have a voice or to add value, we now are starting to understand that every human being has value and has something really beautiful and special to add in. And again, the science of empowerment is a tool. It's a skill. It's a mechanism for you to tap into, to tune into, and open up your mind. And even again, I'm going to say it, if you read the book and you don't understand all of it, it's okay. Your brain, your mind, your soul, your consciousness will take in what it can, and it will be like little seeds being planted, and they will sprout and they will grow as you nurture that new mindset, that new way of being. And then you will understand what it feels like to be able to shift and change, which will empower you. And you will not ever want to go back into a disempowered state. Are you there, Larry?
And you said you're a global top-selling author. So this means you sold many books?
Yep. And believe it or not, another kind of unique story. When I first printed The Science of Empowerment, I only kept it on my website. I wanted to purposely sell the very first book and the 1,000th book to a person that I knew we could connect. And the very first person that bought my book out in the world that I didn't know, you know, past family and friends and coworkers or people that I knew out in the world, he and I have merged into this most beautiful relationship. And this is why it was so important for me to not go directly out into the world. I wanted to meet people where they are. And as they read this book, they were able to reach out to me and say, what does this mean? And how can I apply this? And would you coach me? And can you help me? And would you support me in this journey? And that's how my coaching practice started and how everything else came after it. So now we are getting ready to launch on Amazon. My book is actually sitting on Amazon right now. And I'm getting ready to produce some marketing around it, but very small, not anything too shiny and fancy, just very simple, letting the world know that now the book is able to be purchased on Amazon. So now I won't be able to, you know, like if you went on my website right now and you bought my book, I would know it's Larry. and I would write Dear Larry, and I would write my own message in the back of the book for you and my experience with you. And then I would just sign it, and I would personally mail it. And so when you got it, it's wrapped beautifully in tissue paper and with a gratitude sticker, and you would know that I took the time to think about my time with you, which is an empowering connection to have with people that you don't really know. But because I took the chance and empowered my life, I wrote this book that is now empowering thousands of others. And so this is the importance also, right? Being an authentic leader, an authentic teacher, a guide, and a facilitator, a coach, an instructor, to live this in order to really authenticate the journey. So I didn't write a book based on anyone else's thinking. It was my mind and how I constructed the science behind an empowered life based on this incredible formula that my brother created. And then I brought it out to the world. So now once it goes on Amazon, other than I've kept a few hundred copies for special people when I, you know, do a podcast, or if someone calls and says, you know, geez, I'm running a service at a church, or I'm speaking at an event and I would like to quote your book, or I'm up in front of children, can I have a copy of your book, or, you know, we purchase it, would you show up and do like a Zoom and do an author's Q&A with me, or would you come on and do a live event? All of these things happen because I chose to empower my life, and I am a real living example of when you decide not to stay stuck and not to let anyone make you feel less than what you know you can become. And so I hope, you know, that once we go on Amazon, that will be fabulous, but people can still connect with me via my website, and that's important to me.
Okay, and that's nice. You send them a personal greeting, and that's nice that you wrap the book real nice when they order it from your website. Now, for the people that's listening, could you please give them your website address?
Yes, thank you. It's www.thescienceofempowerment.com.
www.thescienceofempowerment.com?
www.thescienceofempowerment.com. Yep.
That's my website.
Yep.
And is there other ways that, is there other ways they can reach you, like on social media?
Oh, yes. I'm on LinkedIn and I'm on Facebook, and one of my co-creative partners and I have a brand new global podcast on YouTube, and that is called The Shift, S-H-I-F-T. And Co, C-O. So The Shift and Co. And we have a podcast that comes out every week that is amazing. We talk about mindset and finances and health and love of self and love of community. And we bring in all styles of spirituality and religion. And we talk about nutrition and supplements, and we just have this beautiful discussion on topics all over the world, and that is amazing. So you can also go onto the YouTube channel and look for The Shift and Co. I used to have the Science of Empowerment podcast, but now I'm merging because it's so much more fun doing this with a partner, and now we've created this beautiful podcast. But you can find me on Facebook. You know, Laura Brennan Ballet and The Science of Empowerment. I have, you know, that page, and all of the podcasts go out there and the book release and all of the articles that I write. I write lots of articles for other magazines and people and places. And so I'm always sharing information. And Larry, the very cool thing too is for anyone that, say, can't afford a book, you can go onto the website. There are podcasts on my media page. There are articles and blogs. There's even a few vlogs, which are videos of me sharing information, which I haven't done in a long time because I've been too busy. But there's so much information about the J3 equals E formula, and I'll tell you about that in 1 second. There's just a wealth of knowledge that even if you just kicked back with a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and you hopped on that website and you just read a little bit every day, you will get a sense of what an empowered mindset will feel like. I really put a lot of creative heart and soul and thought into this for that exact reason. If someone can't read the book or they can't afford coaching or whatever all of that is, they still can go there and know that, oh, I can tune into that podcast and I can learn and I can grow. I can read, you know, any of the information that Laura puts out on this website and it will help me. And the other unique aspect is really at the heart and soul of the science of empowerment, and that is the J3 equals E formula. And very quickly, the J stands for Jekyll, J-E-K-L, and that is an acronym for the four people closest to my brother. The 3 stands for negative, positive, neutral. Which energy are you? And then the equals E is empowerment. So when you go back to the beginning of the J, there's 5 principles, and they are called the Jekyll principles. And they are awareness, willingness, accountability, critical thinking, energy. And when you apply those 5 principles in any given environment, in all situations, and you choose negative, positive, or neutral energy, this is how you create an empowered life. Excuse me. Sorry.
Okay, that's okay.
I took a sip of water and it went down the wrong pipe.
I understand. We understand. Everyone, we have Laura, Brandon, Ballet, live on the Author Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show today, and very glad to have her today. And very interesting show today. Laura, other than, well, I know this is a, you're just getting it on Amazon, and I know you're very busy with this project. But before we go, are there any other projects you are working on?
Yes, Larry, there's always things I'm working on. One of my co-creative partners, as I said, Stefan Hoffman and I are working on our global podcast. I have another wonderful friend, Laura Katanen, and she is the founder of ZLO Studios. We are actually going into the metaverse now, and we're working all this mindset energy coaching for corporations in the metaverse, which is very cool. I'm all new to it. So for anyone listening that doesn't understand what the metaverse is, it's kind of like a gamification. You go into this very creative avatar world, and we are able to create a lot of visuals to learn how to empower our life. So that's been a very unique experience. I have another beautiful friend, Cameron Gilmore, a very successful gentleman, and he and I are at the beginning of creating virtual events all over the world. As I said, he has also has a global podcast. So it's really quite unique. I also have a friend, Gina Earth Eva, and she has a beautiful program called the Conscious Music Code Program. And this is where she has learned to take the tonalities of music and notes and really begin to rewire and rework the brain for health and well-being and overall wellness. So some pretty interesting collaborative projects going on that I'm going to effort with all my heart and soul, because I believe in the leadership and I believe in, again, all of us have something unique to offer into the world. It starts with reading and educating yourself and listening to new information and expanding the way that you look at the world and opening up your mind to know that there are so many possibilities, and don't let anyone ever dim your light or limit your ability to think bigger than where you presently are. You have full permission to just go for it and let nothing or no one stop you.
Thank you. Thank you. There it is. Okay. Just like Laura said, don't let no one stop you. You
no.
have full responsibility to go full stream ahead. Don't let no one stop you. And everyone, we have Laura, Brandon, Belay. Laura and Arthur Lashing Gospel Radio Show. Her website, www.thescienceofempowerment.com. Her book is also called The Science of Empowerment. You can get that book on Amazon. And like Laura said, you can't afford that book, go to her website. There's information on the website that you will learn from her book, from her website, if you can't afford that book. And if you go to her website, she'll autograph it. She'll send you a beautiful message, decorated beautiful, and you'll get a wonderful book from Laura. So, and everyone, we're glad to have her here today. It was truly an honor to have you on the show today, Laura. And we'll go get the book, go buy the book. And she's also, like you said, she's also life coach. She goes around, you know, empowering people. You have the power. You have the vision of the brain. Don't let, like she said, don't let no one stop you from doing what it is that you want to do. You have that power.
Exactly.
You have that power.
Yes,
okay.
You do. We all have it.
Like I said, it's wonderful today, Laura, to have on the show. Been truly amazing to have you here today. And I am going to conclude the broadcast. Before I conclude the broadcast, I want to know, is there anything else you would like to say?
Thank you, Larry. It's just been wonderful sharing a bit of life with you. I appreciate you and your time. And I hope that this conversation empowered one person or many. And again, anyone can reach out to me via my website if they to do anything that would be in service of empowering others, you know, show up at a virtual event or create a book club, speak to our youth, which I love. That's my next journey when I'm done right here, is going right in and getting our youth and empowering all of what they're, you know, they're so capable of so much. So I'm here. If anyone needs me, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can email me on my website. There's a place to email me with a question or an invite or on social media. But thank you. It has been an honor, and I'm really happy that we got to talk a little bit about living an empowered life.
Yeah, and we're going to play the broadcast back. We're going to play it on LinkedIn. We're going to play it on Facebook, and it plays every day at Blog Talk Radio. And as soon as I get a chance, I'm going to put it on the LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm going to put it on. Everyone's going to really get a chance to listen to your wonderful message.
Wonderful.
And everyone, we had Laura Brennan Belay live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. Laura, thank you for coming on today. Okay, everyone, go ahead, Laura, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was just saying bye. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been a pleasure to have you, and hope you come again.
Absolutely. Anytime you need me, Larry, you just reach right on out. I'll be there for you.
You can count on that. And everyone, Laura Brandon Belay live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. Everyone, whether you're listening from Blog Talk Radio, whether you're listening from the link, you have that power to empower yourself, like Laura said. And she said she'll come back on a future show. And everyone, have a good day. This concludes the broadcast, and God bless each of you.
Blessings. Thank you.
All right.